Islamists strike again in Nigeria. Kuwait rejects the death penalty, and the gospel plays strong in Madagascar. We'll tell you about these stories and many just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. For the third weekend in a row, Christians in Nigeria were attacked by Islamist militants. A random shooting and separate car bombing killed four and injured dozens on Sunday. Africa Director of Christian Aid Mission Ray Burnett says this is just the tip of the iceberg.
There are a lot of reports that aren't getting to the news. A motorcycle rides by and shoots people in a store. Cars are being hijacked. They're individuals, the supporters of the work that is being done among the Islamic tribes in northern Nigeria.
Despite the violence, Christian Aid-supported ministry is growing.
The main one that I'm helping is making tremendous inroads into Islamic areas throughout the north. It's like the Lord has just exploded the work in the past few years.
But they're under attack. $35,000 is needed to move the ministry out of harm's way. Help at our website. Meanwhile, Kuwait's proposed changes to the blasphemy law continue to polarize. Even though Parliament was behind adding the death penalty, the emir rejected the changes. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the decision provoked a lot of backlash. However,
it seems that legislation is just going to die, that it's not going to come before the entire Parliament for a vote, which is obviously good news for Christians there.
This week, a man convicted of blasphemy got 10 years in jail. That may have swayed the decision, a reprieve for now. Parliament can still override the emir, though.
I think at this point we sort of wait and watch. It'll be interesting to see if this stays tabled, if it doesn't come up again, or if there is a push in a few months to again bring this before the entire Parliament.
In the meantime, he's urging you to pray, and not just for the government's direction on the issue.
We can pray for the church in Kuwait. There is a church there. There are believers there. We can pray that they will be encouraged, that they will be bold witnesses for Christ.
This is Mission Network News. For a decade, North Korea has led the way in the persecution of Christians around the world. Many flee into China, only to be repatriated at a deadly cost. Open Doors wanted safe houses for these refugees. After a fundraising campaign, the ministry can now provide over 1,500 North Korean refugees safe haven. Those who successfully cross can find safety, medical attention, food, and most importantly, spiritual nourishment. For more specifics, go to our website. Next, have you ever been to a country where you didn't speak the language? Now imagine moving there and doing it as a grandparent. Might sound crazy, but that's just where Sharon and Graham Nichols have found themselves. Sharon says they couldn't ignore God's call to Ecuador.
We were very comfortable serving in our home church. We were very comfortable living the life of North Americans who God has blessed wonderfully. But it is a great privilege to give it all up and let it go for the sake of the gospel.
The couple's been serving with the Mission Society in Quito since December. They're learning the language, building relationships, but ultimately they're focusing on discipleship.
In this country, Jesus' name has been known. People know who Jesus is, but they don't know Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior in their life.
Pray for this brave couple. And ever gotten the gift so special you remember everything about it? That's sort of how a United Christian Broadcasters operated station in Madagascar feels about HCJB Global. It was 5 years ago that HCJB gave the station a transmitter, but you'd think it was yesterday by the way they talk about it. The transmitter's been problem-free, allowing the station to do community outreach while preaching the good news 15 hours a day. People are open. Learn more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. Use these note cards to pray about their work, learn how you can get involved in it, and to correspond with family and friends. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.